When we think we've heard them all, slowly they come out, and we can't help but admire the love that they had for God, but also the great suffering they endured, all for the conversion of sinners. I'm talking about the so-called mystics or victim souls, as we like to call them. The next individual, known for a great love for the poor, that even our Lord himself appeared to her as a beggar. And when she saw that it was our Lord in disguise as a beggar, our Lord told her that he came to her because of the great love she had always shown towards the poor, for the poor are those closest to him. Even Saint Gemma Galgani herself appeared to her many times to protect her from the temptations of the devil. Let me introduce you to the servant of God, Maria Concetta Pantusa. Maria Concetta was born in Celico, Calabria, Italy, on February the 3rd, 1894. Maria, from her younger days, received the Catholic teachings from her mother, who was a very religious woman, while her father, on the other hand, wanted his family to have nothing to do with religion. Her father did not want to give her a religious education, so she received the sacraments in secret through her mother's collaboration with a local priest, Don Vincenzo Lettieri. Maria felt a call to enter religious life, but when she asked the father for permission to become a nun, he forced her to emigrate with him to Brazil. The little girl follows him obediently, even though she finds herself forced to live locked in the house every day until her father returns home. She suffers insults, mistreatment, and curses from him. The desire to give herself to God grew more and more in her. But when she was 20, her father forced her to marry Vito De Marco, an Italian emigrant. On the 28th of October, 1915, they welcomed their first and only child, and they named her Maria Carmela. A year after the birth of their daughter, Maria returns back to Italy and settles with her husband and child near Bari. Subsequently, due to his departure to the military front, she finds refuge in her parents' house. Here, she also remains after the tragic death of her husband, who died in the First World War. Maria thus became a widow and was elected president of the Daughters of Mary, beginning a deep spiritual life that included mystical gifts such as ecstasies, levitation, and illnesses. Her humility and spirit of service aroused the admiration of all. For a year, she remained blind and immobile, and suddenly, surprisingly, she recovers. Her father kicked her out of the house, and in 1927, Maria Concetta initially relied on the Sisters of the Sacred Heart in Consenza. Subsequently, with the hope of being able to enter with her daughter, she goes to the monastery of the Poor Clares in Benevento. Here, the Mother Superior tells her that she can only welcome her daughter, Maria Carmela. So instead, Maria Concetta opened a kindergarten in Monte Oliveto with a friend, Sister Speranza Pettinato, who wrote a daily diary recording the mystical experiences of Maria Concetta. She even displayed the stigmata on her hands, feet, and side. Every Easter Friday, the wounds bled until the stigmata on her hands and feet disappeared at the end of 1939. However, the wound on her side only disappeared a year before her death in 1952. On the 17th of February, 1947, some of the religious pictures that she possessed, in particular, a copy of the Shroud of Turin, bled for 3 hours. The blood oozed and bubbled as like from a spring and remained bubbling for 3 hours. The same strange phenomenon occurred on the 28th of February and 4th of March. More images of Christ also appeared in the house, all of which would bleed during the days of the Passion. Many times, she had personal encounters with the angels and also with demons, we find written in her biography. Now, due to her extraordinary mystical experiences, everyone in Airola called her Sister Concetta, although she was a widow who had not taken religious vows. She also had a reputation as a living saint. Her life was full of great pain, but she never stopped loving her neighbor unconditionally. She lived in Monte Oliveto in poverty and generous service to the humble for more than 23 years. She died in a home in Airola on Good Friday, March the 27th, 1953, aged 59. Her mortal remains were buried in the cemetery chapel of the Passionists of Airola. From here, they were transferred on the 25th of January, 1981, with the permission of the bishop of the time, Monsignor Ilario Ruata, to the sanctuary of the Volto Santo in Via Monte Oliveto, where she had lived for many years and died in the concept of sanctity. Since then, this place of prayer has become a constant destination and point of reference for many devotees of the Servant of God, and in Airola, as in other places dear to her where she lived, Maria Concetta Pantusa still has many who had the opportunity and the gift to know her personally. They are particularly the ones who have to testify about the life of this mother of a family who understood well where true joy and happiness came from. Servant of God, Maria Concetta Pantusa, pray for us.